The national political climate right now is anxious and uneasy. But Justice Ginsburg didn't come to VMI on Wednesday to talk about that, at least not directly. She mostly talked about the VMI case and her long legal career. But she did make a pointed reference to the Red Scare of the 1950s.
It was not a good time for the United States. Our country was straying from its most basic values, and those are the right to think, speak, and write as you believe, and not as a big brother government tells you is the right way to think or believe.
The applause that followed suggested some parallels to the growing national mood today. Among the packed auditorium were 200 female cadets who wouldn't be at VMI were it not for Justice Ginsburg. She wrote the majority opinion in the case United States versus Virginia that found the school's single-sex admission policy to be unconstitutional.
That all doors must be open to our sons and daughters, and they will choose to enter those doors if they have the will and the talent to do so.
She herself entered the door many years ago of Harvard Law School, where she was one of 9 women in a class of 500 men.
You felt you were constantly on display. So if you were called on in class, you felt that if you failed, if you didn't perform well, you were failing not just for yourself, but for all women.
That experience hit home with Rachel Peterson, class of 01, the first co-ed class at VMI. She traveled from Pennsylvania to see Justice Ginsburg in person.
That's exactly it. You are on display. And, you know, in being in class where you have, you know, 15, 20 cadets, you're the only woman in the class. And, you know, the professor would even kind of put you on the spot. Well, let's get the female perspective. And then everybody would just zone in on you. And it's like, oh, I have to speak for the entire gender. When she said that, all these memories flooded back.
For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.